Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, we're starting a bunch of shows here on the Paracast that in part include movie makers. And that's always a lot of fun, making movies. Except when you do it, it's really, really tasking task. I'm told I've never made a movie. I've made radio, but I've never made a movie. And I don't have the face for movies. I have a face for radio. So I don't think I will be in a movie. And at my age, you know, listen, who's going to take a movie of me? We're talking to Ronald Meyer and Mark Reeder, and they are the movie makers. And we'll talk about the things they're doing, how they got involved in that business, of all the businesses one can be involved in, why make movies? And so we'll ask them about that and how they got into the paranormal. Our co-host, of course, is Tim Swartz. We'll also be talking about a book that these guys came out with called The Bigfoot Alien Connection Revisited. It's going to be interesting. Ron, welcome to the show.
Greetings. Good to be here.
You have been making movies and TV shows for how long now?
Oh, I started in the 70s. I'm quite old. So I started in basically public television, back when public television was one of the four major networks, and then progressed to acquire a distribution company. I ended up using that as a way to get into Hollywood and make some movies. And I sold the distribution company. This is a film and video distribution company to Discovery Communications at the turn of the century. And then moved on to going back to producing, because when you're distributing, you're just kind of a business and you don't have time to make any movies or any series. And just started doing stuff that I enjoy doing, which I've been doing quite recently. And I got into the paranormal when I was hired by a company we do work for, the largest video distribution company in the country. And they hired me to do a series on Bigfoot, for which I knew nothing about. And it was in that process that I went further down the rabbit hole than I had done before.
I like the way you call it a rabbit hole. Why so?
At the time, you know, it's one mystery after another mystery, which is what the rabbit hole is, going down into a mystery. And as you proceed down that rabbit hole, you get a little understanding of something, and that leads you to another mystery. And you get a little more understanding, and that leads you to another mystery. Because the world's full of mysteries. I just heard recently that somebody said that people are having paranormal contact experiences all the time around the world in multi-millions. They just don't talk about it.
When I hear that, I think, is this a normal part of the human experience? But as you say, most people just kind of chalk it off to a bad dream or something. They don't want to talk about it.
I think that's the truth of it. So it's time to start reimagining what we are as human beings. And that seems to be happening, and it's happening very quickly. When I started making Chasing Bigfoot back in, I think it was like 2015 or 2016, the idea that Bigfoot could be something other than a flesh-and-blood, ape-like kind of human-looking creature was not the norm, and now it's becoming the norm. Part of that is what happened with the release of the UFOs that first came out in the New York Times article. I think, what was it, 2018, Mark? Something like that. And it's like, oh my God, they're real. Something's real that's not us, and it's moving around in the sky. And that really changed the landscape and allowed lots of people besides science fiction writers, which we are, right, Mark?
That's correct.
Filmmakers to dig deep into this area because, you know, we're not sanctioned by any government, any scientific establishment. or any religion. We can more or less do what we want if we can make it play.
Now, you mentioned science fiction here, and I gather here that you've written one or more sci-fi novels.
We've written quite a few together. You want to talk about it, Mark?
Hi, this is Mark Reeder. Yeah, Ron and I started working together back around around 2000, 2001, writing science fiction novels. I come to the movie business peripherally through working for Ron in his Center Communications as a script writer and for his documentaries, and then vetting the ideas and the facts within the documentaries. But we started coming up with these, we had these like weekly coffee clutches, and we would talk ideas. And as these ideas became more concrete, we decided that instead of just talking about them, we should write about them. So we began writing these different sci-fi novels, everything from biotech thriller science fiction to our latest one, which is a novel called Simulation. Which,
no, it's 2035.
2035? Okay. Aliens 2035. Simulation came before that. And
it's doing very well on Amazon and other platforms, yeah. Amazingly.
So that's our relationship as writers, co-authors, and I help Ron occasionally with his documentaries.
And we also dabbled in the martial arts, and I think that's how we got together back in, it was probably last century. And it was Aikido, which is, at the time was sort of an esoteric martial arts with the hope of making, presumably Aikido was help you in transforming to a higher level of consciousness, you might say. Whether that turned out to be true or not, but probably not so much for most people. But that's how we met, and then we moved on to doing flow training, where we get people into altered states, into the flow state, which is, you know, where magical things can happen. You can elevate your performance, learn things really quickly. So we dabble around in that a bit, too. But don't make movies about it.
The flow state, that implies drug-related. Am I pushing this too far?
Yes. Well, not that they're not related, but they're very different procedures. The flow state is largely, at least as we practice it, based on martial arts, has a lot to do with movement, where if you're into psychedelics, you're probably lying on your back on the grass. But when people have done some investigation into the brain, they have a pretty good idea that what happens in those moments is, or hours, is that the certain parts of the brain settle down and are less active. So it's and the experience you have when you're in the flow state is a letting go experience. So in some ways, the brain's normal filter that gives us our sensory experience is shut down, and it opens us up to greater reality, you might say. The rabbit hole, if you might say that.
Yeah.
You want to add to that, Mark?
No, it's not that psychedelics aren't useful, as they're finding with post-traumatic stress syndrome, survivors of that. It's that the flow state is using the body and the mind's natural ability to enter what's called the big space, which is another kind of fancy term that's hard to describe, but it's easy to get into once you learn how. And so it has nothing really to do with drugs at all.
So it's something where you're meditating then, rather than you're thinking about it.
Well, you're not meditating. You're letting go of as many things as the ego normally wraps you in. You're letting go of yourself. When the self disappears, one is capable, I'm capable, you would be capable of doing many things you thought you weren't able to do, in terms of, like, it creates effortless power in the sense that we can make ourselves somewhat indestructible at times.
Hey, I want to get into that. We got Ronald, and we got Mark, and we've got Gene, and we've got Tim. It means you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
All right. Mysterious superpowers here. So I can become like Superman, Ronald and Mark?
Here's something to consider about this, that when you're in this flow state or you're in the big space, whatever term you want to use, the brain's filters go away. What the brain basically does is it's a filtering mechanism, so it allows you to live in this world. it says, oh, there's a car over there. Don't walk in front of it or you'll get run over, for example. But in the flow state, the brain's filtering system actually goes away and you're in a kind of paranormal place where the normal way that the brain functions is no longer functioning in that way.
And it opens up the door to do remarkable things in terms of, you know, when we're playing around with martial arts, it gives you what we call effortless power, which is that. So if I were to give you a hit, you know, with an open hand into the chest, I could probably knock you like 5-6 yards, just go flying. And you wouldn't even know it was happening. It would seem to be effortless to anybody watching. There'd be no tensing of muscles like the normal thing you see when you're doing karate or these other punching exercises. It also increases the situational awareness so that at least my experience is that I'm in relationship to what really is and therefore can navigate it quite easily in a way that I can't when I'm not in that state. And I'm usually captured by what we call the inner voice chatting away, and I'm just, you know, ruminating on all sorts of crap and getting unhappy or being happy or something like that.
And another way to think about this is that it's not just entirely physical. We practice a martial art, so there's a physical component to our practice. This can be brought into something as simple as writing a novel, where the brain gets out of the way and the novel basically writes itself.
Or jazz musicians say they're in the pocket.
Yeah, they say, but if you want to bring it back to the physical, talk about a quarterback and a tight end who are in the zone together. They can't miss. So it's a broad spectrum. It isn't just physical. It's also a lot of the mental things we do in life, whether it's doing math, whether you're Schrodinger and you're having an experience which helps further your understanding of quantum mechanics, or you're St. Francis of Assisi having an experience, or Muhammad receiving the Quran. This idea is huge. It isn't just a physical realm.
It's kind of the essence of what you want, of the superhuman, which is goes back to what we were saying, is we got to reimagine what we are as human beings if we're ever going to get out of this morass we're in right now.
Well, that's already a big story right there. Everything is such a big mess now. You wonder what it would take to get things straightened out. And I'm not very optimistic about it because I just see things getting worse and worse. And I'm not going to get into the politics of it, okay? This is not a political show, except insofar as we deal with things like government secrecy on UFOs.
Yeah, so should we move on to more paranormal stuff rather than our low practices?
Sure,
Or do you want to talk more about this? We can, either way.
I would like to talk a little bit more about this because this relates to that, because some people believe that your mental attitude or approach can create the climate to experience paranormal things.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, we're talking about shutting down that normal filter that the brain has going for us. When you have these unusual experiences, like you see, let's say, a Bigfoot walking across the road, and it's like, oh my God, what's that? That in that moment, you're out of your normal filtered state, and you can't forget that, and it can be very transformational, but it can also be scary, I suppose, for some people, because it's out of the normal, it's anomalous, which is why they're called paranormal. Because so one of the people, his name is Jeff Kripal, he's a professor at Rice University, describes the paranormal as you need two elements to it. One, you need a mind, and the other, you need something that's physical. And the two together create the paranormal. So it's not that the paranormal is like the supernatural or outside of some sort of real reality. It's part of reality, just that we don't have access to it most of the time. And it does seem like in our experience that these experiences are tailored for individual people and where they're at in their minds. says there's some kind of intelligence behind them, if you carry the logic that far.
Jim.
Well, it's okay. It's interesting what you're saying, because you know I've run across so many reports where somebody will be, say, like driving in their car, and they'll suddenly experience an overwhelming feeling of, say, of a presence or being watched. And I mean, you know, they could be driving down the road at, you know, 55 miles an hour, and they'll suddenly just, you know, just get this feeling that they've never had before. And a lot of times it makes them, you know, stop the car and pull over, and then they'll have their paranormal experience. So is this something where they've been chosen to have this paranormal experience, or they just happen to be at the right place at the right time, or for some people, the wrong place at the wrong time?
You want me to guess on that?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, all of this that we're discussing on this show, really a lot of it ends up being speculation anyway.
Right. So I think to some degree, we interviewed John Alexander, who's coming out, will be in our new movie. He was there. He was instrumental. Did you see that movie, Men Who Stare at Goats, with Clooney?
Yes.
So we interviewed him, and he was in charge of that project, and his persona is in the movie as one of the scientists or something. But you know, and in fact, the people were able to, you know, bend spoons, telekinesis. They were able to actually kill goats. And he thinks that there's, this is what he says, that there's some sort of precognitive intelligence behind these experiences. And what he means by precognitive is that let's see, how should I explain it? That there's some way, whatever this intelligence is to kind of get ahead of, look in the future and see, well, Tim Swartz is going to be driving down the road.
Before we find out where he goes down the road, we'll continue this. Yeah, he knows he's going down on the road again. With Ronald, Mark, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way north into Georgia. The storm has sent Florida homes toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm, which caused at least 4 deaths, was the first November storm to make landfall in Florida in 37 years, and only the 3 on 1 record.
Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So on the road again, I'm thinking of the song from a rock and roll group of the 60s, Canned Heat. I don't know if any of you remember that. Mm-hmm. And they did a song called Going Up the Country. Ronald and Mark and Gene and Tim are here. And Ronald and Mark were talking about on the road. What, pray tell, did you mean?
On the road, this entity, whatever it is, and it knows you're going to be at this one intersection in 5 minutes, so it shows up there as a Bigfoot for you. So in that sense, it's clearly chosen for you. One of the things we noticed in the martial aspect of the flow state is that when we're playing around in kind of a fighting scenario, we seem to know in advance our opponent, who's not in the flow state, what's going to happen, which gives us this tremendous edge. So there's a little bit of precognitive going on in that all the time as well.
Yeah, I've seen Aikido masters that have, you know, put on demonstrations that seem to show this. They always seem to be, you know, one or two steps ahead of their opponent.
And in some ways, when you look at these exceptional sports events, that's how they'll describe it as well. But they kind of knew where the ball was going to be, the guy who's going to catch the pass. There's a kind of precognitive aspect to it. Which, you know, leads us to one of the great theories of how the paranormal takes place, which is like an interdimensional transfer. Are you familiar with that?
Explain it to us.
In physics, there's the idea of the multiverse, which is that there's other universes in addition to ours, you know, maybe thousands of them. And it's one of the mainstream theories in physics these days, theoretical physics, and that at times our universe and the other universe kind of butt up with each other. Let's say the boundary between the two of them gets thin, and something from the other universe can kind of poke through into our universe and manifest as a Bigfoot or an orb or any of the number of paranormal phenomena And then there's further arguments whether that whatever manifests has agency in itself, or is it just sort of the puppet of the puppet master that stays in the other universe? Is that sort of understandable to you as a possibility?
Oh, yes, yeah. Especially the, like you said, the puppet master, or an alternative intelligence that may be a controlling factor on certain aspects of the paranormal.
That's a pretty interesting theory, and if true, it explains a lot. Not doesn't explain everything, but it gives you some data points to go out and see if this might actually be true. And you can investigate it a bit. I mean, if you watch this, you watch the Skinwalker Ranch series, right?
Oh yeah, I've seen them.
So you know their experiments always seem to be thwarted, don't they? No matter how technological they are, how sophisticated they are, seems like whatever, as Alexander calls it, the it knows what they're going to doing, what they're doing, and screws them up no matter what.
Yeah, it always seems to find that weak link, so to speak, you know, somewhere in the technology, you know, a gasket fails or something doesn't ignite, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so again, you need some precognition to know that somebody's this whole group of people are setting this experiment up, that they're going to do this wonderful thing to mess with it.
Well, let's take a step back, and I want to talk about the movie that you were initially hired to do about Bigfoot, and how that movie led you to all of this. Because I imagine you said previously that you really didn't have any, you know, knowledge of Bigfoot, you know, when you were tasked to make this film. So I imagine that you went into it at first thinking along the lines of, you know, well, we're going to be looking into, you know, a physical creature, you know, some kind of ancient hominid that's still, you know, running around in the woods of North America.
Quite true. Or the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are representations all over the world, and historically, you know, the hairy man, the large hairy man, shows up in many legends, you know.
Everywhere in the world, from the Himalayas to the Australian outback, has this same human-like creature.
So
in its mythos.
So when I was hired, it's actually a 5-part series. I think it's on YouTube now, and you can see it on Amazon Prime. I interviewed a lot of people who had Bigfoot experiences. Encounters, and they're always glimpses, and they're short. And I could see that they weren't lying, that they actually had these experiences. They weren't making them up. And okay, so was it reasonable to me that 500 people distributed across the country in a given year could see a Bigfoot? You know, one in New England, one in Ohio, one in Colorado. 10 of them in Pacific Northwest. Are there that many of them running around, and we don't ever encounter them in any meaningful way, you know, that we could take a good picture of them and so on?
A good corollary to that is with the ubiquitousness of cell phones and the ability to film anything happening, you'd think that by the third decade of the 21st century, someone would have at least been able to film a glimpse of a Bigfoot if he or she truly were an ape-like creature.
But in the main physical evidence that was put forward, you know, footprints that were cast with past plaster of Paris, and there are lots of them. And one of the characteristics of them was that there'd be 4 or 5 of them, and they'd seem to start from nowhere, and all of a sudden they would go nowhere. It was like 10 footprints, and then that was it. Yet the soil and conditions would suggest that if I were walking there, I'd have a lot more footprints. If I came from somewhere and went someplace further. Then I was finally, one of the last interviews I did, I was talking to a guy named Jim Myers. And he says, I don't think, you know, Bigfoot is like this flesh and blood creature. I think it's something paraphysical. By that, he also meant interdimensional. That there are too many accounts of people who see them and all of a sudden they're gone, or they disappear into a tree, or they move into an orb. I thought, well, that's interesting. And I had always been interested as a kid into things of UFO and traditional aliens and space, and spacecraft and all that. And I thought, well, that's, I think I'd like to know more about what that would mean if there were actually, because he's basically saying, I think they're alien some way, not part of our genetic lineage on this planet. And so I had to look, and I hadn't really realized, you know, where the, at that time, where the state, what was the state of the UFO community beyond MUFON, which I kind of knew existed and investigated UFO encounters. So that led me to make the next movie, which was the Bigfoot in Connection reveal, where I said, well, the way I like to learn things is to make a movie about it. Because, you know, filmmaking has a cachet that's pretty powerful, and people will talk to you and tell you things. So that's pretty much how I shifted into this domain. And the more I got into it, the more it occurred to me that there's something that's connecting all these kinds of psych phenomena, Bigfoot sightings, UFO sightings, abductions, you name it, that they're all kind of connected in some way.
Let's do our break here, guys, and I want to talk more about that connection with Gene and Ronald and Mark here in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So we're getting into the territory of the Bigfoot Alien Connection Revisited. So Ronald and Mark, whoever wants to take this answer, I'll let you guys decide, to discuss why you think there is a connection with that. Why do you think Bigfoot is not just a physical creature, a missing link, or something like that?
I mentioned earlier that there are these footprints, but they don't seem to come from anywhere, and they don't seem to go anywhere. So that was the main physical evidence for that there's somehow there's a physical creature going on here. Other than that, there's no other real physical evidence that there is this sort of ape-like creature. If you look at Expedition Bigfoot, you know, they're looking for nests and hares and anything else that would indicate, oh, that they might have eaten a deer, that they would behave by, in some way, like, as a predatory species, and there'd be evidence of that behavior, that they might be something like a distribution of a black bear. Jeff Meldrum is a real good flesh and blood PhD guy who operates out of, I think, Missouri, and he makes that argument. But so far there's no evidence like that. And yet people are seeing what they call a Bigfoot all the time. Many of them. They're brief glimpses. And they often, as I said earlier, are associated with other phenomena like orbs and sort of disappear into nowhere. And if you look at researches on gorillas or orangutans and other large primates, they never report orbs around orangutans, or all of a sudden they just disappear into a tree. Does that kind of answer your question? If the experiences are real, and they're not a flesh and blood creature, what's going on here is the question.
One of the other things to consider is the physics behind this. And that is, you've got Jack Scudder. He's a plasma physicist at the University of Iowa. And he talks about magnetic portals. They're elusive, they're unstable, they can show up at any time. That sort of fits in with this whole idea of how Bigfoot appears and disappears, how orbs appear and disappear. And what if, and this is where the science fiction comes in, but science fiction leads reality all the time, what if interdimensional travel through these magnetic portals is possible for some alien race? And this is how they are observing the Earth. Now, they're getting something out of observing the Earth. What that is, we don't know, because we don't think the way aliens do. E.T. is completely an enigma to us. But these magnetic portals, which have been proven to actually exist, could be a means of travel from one universe to another, from one solar system to another, from one galaxy to another.
All right, yeah. Magnetic portals. You're almost describing here in terms of the behavior of something like the TV show Stargate, SG-1, where they have this device, where they enter this device, and there's a receiving device somewhere else in the galaxy, and they are near instantaneously transported from one to another. Is this portal something like that? A manufactured device?
You're describing
what?
A wormhole, which also is...
This is another term another term for portal.
Yeah, and which is also... You can use Einstein's theory of relativity to predict black holes that act as wormholes. So, yes, you could say it is something like that.
So just... If you want one of my our experiences that's described in the book, is that at a certain point I got the idea, because I was interested in the portal possibility, is to see if I could open one up on some land I have here in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains. I own 40 acres. And through a series of events, it appears that we did. And we were able to capture on a trail cam at least two creatures that are unworldly in nature on our trail cam. And the portal itself had, if I can call it a portal, had the shape of a dome. It produced on the trail cam a kind of static image in the shape of a dome going up from the ground. We were able to confirm that the shape was pretty close to a massive magnetic fluctuation that we could use with our meters and outline it in a three-dimensional way. So was that a portal? Was that one of those creatures interdimensional? You know, they certainly showed up and we got them. We can show them to somebody. They want to see them. There was also a deer mutilation and some gifting, which is a way to try and trigger interaction. And we did some rituals, which we think or were told would help telling somebody we wanted to play and interact. And we got some crazy interactions, some really good interactions. And recently we've gone back to our location and it's back to normal. There's nothing going on there now. But for a brief time, we had what I could call an active portal.
Now, this portal, how is it then created?
I thought you had the answer.
Well, next year.
You're asking, is there a physics behind it?
The portal a natural occurrence, or is someone or something creating these portals for transportation?
I don't know how to answer that. And I mean, the fact that it affected... our camera, our trail camera, we could measure a distinct shape to it with meters, would indicate that it's a natural phenomenon in one sense. And it wasn't there, and it's not there now, but it was there for at least, I would say, 5 months in some form or another. It was at a place we call our gifting site, where we put feathers in a bottle. We hit them under some rocks, and our land is gated, and not many people are there. So the idea of putting the feather in a bottle would indicate that it would take, if a feather were to move out of that, it would take something that had the ability to manipulate a cover on a jar and take the feather out. And it was found stuck in the crevice a little ways away. So that indicates many things that... eliminates many things. It's no raccoon's going to do that, or no skunk or mountain lion. And then, maybe after that experience, we had some weather, it was fall, and we went back up there, and there was a mutilated deer dropped right at our gifting site. No head, no guts. The legs were twisted, which fits the pattern of other mutilations, which maybe you know are part of this whole area of activity, and that's what gave us the idea. Well, let's put the trail cam on the site and see what shows up. And four times it was triggered by some movement, and we could resolve two of them. Although the creatures appeared to, as they're moving, to never be quite there, they kind of waffle like they weren't totally there. Now, how can I explain this? It's beyond my pay grade. You guys got any suggestions?
Again, that's beyond everyone's pay grade. But when this force is in operation, are we seeing that determining it because of the physical result of the appearance of phenomena, or is there a physical thing you could see?
Well, when we're looking with our eyes, we could not see the magnetic fluctuation, but we could measure it with a device that measures magnetic fluctuation. So, and it always captured these things at night, and we were not present when the trail cam caught these things, although the trail cam captured during the day and night normal creatures like foxes and bobcats and birds, you know, messing around a little bit with the mutilated deer. But physically, I would say with our sensory system, we never saw anything unusual in that sense. Does that answer your question?
So you're inferring that's somewhere?
Pardon?
You're seeing a result and assuming it's that, correct?
What we saw on the trail cam was the outline of a dome shape over the mutilated deer in a static sort of pattern, which should not be possible on a digital camera, trail cam. It's recorded. It's, you know, it's on an SD card. We can play it on a computer. The creatures themselves, we can show them, put them on. In fact, we had a series called A Paranormal Highway. Alien Contact in the Rockies, another movie.
We'll learn more about this in our next segment with Gene, Tim, Mark, and Ronald. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.